The Traveler's Journal, April 6th. Following the truth, the light, the way. In this most holy of Christian weeks, 250,000 pilgrims are in the final stage of a month-long journey across the mountains of northern Spain. For 1,000 years, devout Catholics have followed a twisting 500-mile route known as El Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James. It runs from Pamplona in the Pyrenees to the city of Santiago de Compostela on the Atlantic coast, and the great cathedral built where the bones of the Apostle James were said to have been unearthed by a 9th-century hermit. Pilgrims who complete the journey are promised remission for their earthly sins, but there's plenty along the way to satisfy a traveler's earthly appetites as well. Whether they walk, bike, or take a tour bus, travelers find an abundance of beautiful countryside and wonderful inexpensive food and drink, along with Spaniards devoted to help modern pilgrims along the road to their salvation. Architectural gems from the Middle Ages are another bonus along the route. Then there's Santiago de Compostela itself. The whole of this medieval city, which may well be the most beautiful in all of Spain, has been declared a national monument and a World Heritage Site. All roads lead to the Plaza del Obradorio, the great square at its center. The Romanesque and Renaissance palaces which line the plaza are humbled by the great cathedral at its focus. The stone steps of its high altar have been worn smooth by the palm pads of pilgrims who followed El Camino de Santiago to find the truth, the light, and the way. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.